7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. We're in the days, rather we are within great days and great nights. We are amongst the nights of Qadr, the nights of great grandeur, the nights where decree is made, the nights where we are able to attain forgiveness, the nights where we are able to traverse towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the speed greater than 1,000 months. But it is also the nights when the orphans of Kufa become lonely, when the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam again weep and mourn a loss of a giant, one of the greatest manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth, the greatest companion of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the first Imam, the fourth Khalif, a person whose character nobody can deny, that is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. We are in those nights where this, when words cannot describe this individual, left this transcendent world towards his Lord, a man who was born in the Kaaba, who was struck in the Kaaba, in the greatest of positions, that is in the position of sujood, the closest of positions towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this regard, because of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, we will introduce a book that deals with the life story of this individual for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Ya Laylat al-Qadri, ya Fawra Barina, khayrun min ad-dahri,
welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. Again, we send you both our congratulations and our condolences, for it is congratulations that we have reached the blessed nights of Qadr, and condolences especially to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman, for we have also entered and reached the time when the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, left this temporal world, this material realm, and went towards his Lord. So the book that we would like to introduce is titled The Champion of Islam. It is a collection of 8 stories about Imam Ali alayhi salam. The book was translated by Mirza Muhammad Abbas Raza, and it was taken from the original book, The Young Warrior, by Muslim Nasiri. The book was edited and adapted by Ahmed Hanif and edited by Rashida Hanif, Hajar Khadija Zed, and Hamid Riza. The book was published by the Islamic International Foundation of Cooperation, or Islam IFC, and firstly published, or this particular second edition was published in the year 2004. It is also a book for children, for teenagers. It is obviously a very nice book. It is, you know, has pictures. Obviously, it's not a purely book for adults, but for children to learn about the Imam alayhi salam in form of certain stories and certain events that occurred, you know, in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. So, for example, the first story is a brief outline of the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then the light in the house of Allah, it is the birth of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the Kaaba. The first to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 40 daggers against one man, that is when the Holy Prophet wanted to leave Makkah and go to Medina, an incident known as Laylatul Mabit. The young warrior in the battles of Badr, Uhud. pomegranates from heaven, the unconquerable fort that is Bar Khaybar, the orphan's happiest moment, the moon cut to pieces. And then the author concludes with 9 hadith from Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, or from Imam Ali alayhi salam. A list of translations is given at the end, and finally the sources and the references of these stories is given right at the end of the book. So as you can see, it's a nice, you know, set out history of the Imam in a story form. And obviously each story is not very long, some of them are 5 pages, 6 pages. And obviously it is a book intended for children. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Again, to recap, the book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Champion of Islam, a collection of 8 stories about the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So one of those stories is titled The Unconquerable Fort. As we know in history, there was a particular fort that was owned by the Jews. It was known as Khaybar. It was just outside the city of Medina. And certain things happened, certain events transpired, that the Muslims obviously had to go to that particular fort. So the story, as narrated in this book, goes as such. The cries of the wounded soldiers were carried away by the gusts of a cold wind as the sun set over the bloodied fields. Ali was sitting in the corner of a tent, holding his head in pain. Now and then, tears rolled down his cheeks from the corners of his reddened eyes. The men behind the front were desperately waiting to hear if the unconquerable fort had been taken. Ali alayhi salam placed a white cloth over his eyes, but it provided no relief. And to make matters worse, he was also suffering from an intense headache. He stood up, grasped one of the tent poles, and took a few steps. He wished he could have gone to the war front and taken the unconquerable fort. For 3 days, the Prophet's companions had been trying to take the fort, but they had been unsuccessful. Every time they attacked, they had been repelled, suffering several defeats and grave injuries. He returned to his tent and placed his head against the main tent pole and thought about the Prophet's future. As troops passed by his tent, he noticed that some of them were injured. Others walked with their heads held down, dejected. And yet others were carrying the bodies of their beloved comrades slain in battle. Ali said to himself, "If we cannot defeat these Jews of Khaybar, they will unite with the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and the kuffar, the infidels, to attack Islam. And if that happens, Medina will never see peace." Ali removed the cloth that he had placed over his swollen eyes, which were burning like fire, and lay down, hoping to get rid of the pain. Suddenly, a messenger came from the Prophet, summoning him to come to his tent. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of the true Shia of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the true followers of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, to truly give us the understanding of the character of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and more importantly, to implement that character of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam to the extent of our ability in our own lives, inshallah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio. الذين يستمعون